I'm making this audio at my office. Large multinational organization. I'm sitting in a conference room by myself. A Friday strategy work day with my colleagues. I mean, actually, my employees. But, you know, they're also colleagues. But I'm sitting here in this office. And I'm thinking about fucking. And so I thought I might as well just make a little whispery jerk-off instruction for you. Yeah, you. Let me describe the room first. I'm sitting at the end of the conference table. Well, yeah, fuck, I am, because I'm the boss here. And you're sitting opposite me. The seat of second authority. So you can stare at me. I'm wearing a teal top, silk, with flowery, flowing, it's not flowery, it's flowing, feminine detail. Shows the crest of my cleavage, but not my actual cleavage. It's tight on my breasts, but not slutty, because I'm chic. So when you look at me, you desire me as a woman who commands authority. I'm wearing paper bag, black pants that are to the ankle, and expensive bronze flats. And of course, I'm wearing my signature rose gold delicate ball necklace, simple gold earrings with diamonds, a simple gold band ring on each fourth finger. You can see the lacy shape of my bra through the fabric. Again, not slutty, just suggestive. I need you to take your clothes off. Don't worry, the door's locked. There is a mirror door with matte glass that if someone decided to come up closely to and peer their eyes through, they'd see you and me. But I chose a conference room that's tucked in the corner because I like a little exhibitionism. But I also don't want to get caught, really. Are you undressed yet? You better be. I don't like to say things twice. That's the only time I will. Where should you sit, you say? You're sitting in a mesh, ergonomic office chair. Expensive. Get comfortable. Lean back. Adjust the settings. I want you to be comfortable and ready to take this pleasure. Do you understand? Now, before we begin, I'm going to get up, choose a marker, and I'm going to write something on your cock. The thing I'm going to write is... that you started to get on. right now and for the next couple of minutes, I need you to know that your cock is mine, as signified by my name on your suddenly, steadily growing member. Do you understand? To spit on your hand and then put it back on your cock. I want it to be wet. No dry fucking your hand today. I want sloppy sex, do you understand? Good. Simultaneously fondle your balls and move your hand slowly up and down your shaft. not just your hand, not the way you normally do it. Fuck into your cunt fist. By that I mean, stop moving your hand up and down. But you may take your hands off of your balls if you so choose, or leave them if you so desire. Desire is a cum demon, and I want your cum. I need your orgasm. Do you understand? Pick up the pace. Twice the speed as before. And fuck your hand. Fuck your hand. Pretend it's my mouth if you want. Or pretend it's my pussy. Pretend it's my hand, you get the choice. I don't care what method you use, but I want you to squeeze the fuck out of your cock as you pump into it and get so close and so close. And if you are thinking about coming before I tell you to, you cut the fuck out of that. You are going to obey me, and you are not going to come until I say you can do. You fucking stroke yourself so that when you look down, you see your cock over the table. I have you in position so that when I'm ready to tell you to have an orgasm for me, that you are well positioned to squirt your jizz all over this goddamn table. All over this flat surface. Now fuck your hand with all your might, the way that you left. Fuck yourself. Stroke that cock. Stroke that cock for me. I'm sitting at the end of here watching you with my eyes. You've never seen my eyes because I'm not a fucking moron. It's the internet. But let me tell you, they are goddamn beautiful. Anyone who's seen my eyes knows that to be the case. They're beautiful and desperate and solely focused on the liquid that you are going to give to me. Do you understand? You are going to come for me now. You have 30 seconds to come. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There better be gum on this table, or I swear to fucking God, I'm gonna peck the shit out of you. Maybe some of you want that. Whatever. And now, I'm gonna walk up to where you are. Want anyone to see you in this condition now, would we? I'll wipe my mouth off, walk back to my seat of authority, sit down. Hey, you. Thanks for giving me my gum. Now get the fuck out of here. This is a fantasy post created by for and about adults by Vegetable Manager and uploaded to Gone Wild Audio. This is actually recorded in an office. I'm sitting in one of my conference rooms. I've got this big whiteboard wall, which is kind of fun. So I can, oh God, it must be 10 feet tall by 30 feet. And it's great to like draw anything, whiteboard a process, whatever. Like, I kind of want to draw a dick on it. I'm not going to. I'm not five. I'm not 15 or 9 or something. What's the age that you draw dicks? I never did. I really didn't experience that, just because the circles I ran in, you know, religious circles. Strangely, still didn't write dicks on things. But yeah, this was fun. I was really picturing you sitting there at the end of this, as you touched yourself and came all over the table for me. So thank you. I've been in the office twice this week. Usually I work from home 100%. I've only been to the office since the pandemic started, fewer than 10 times, I want to say. I get really horny around 2 p.m. Between 2 and 3, I could make an audio every day. If there's something about the biochemistry of my body that just makes me want to suck someone off, fuck someone, get my voice to make you come, you know, just, I feel randy. And then a little bit after that, I took a meeting like a proper adult with one of the other executives here, more executive than me. There's a lot of levels, and it was fun. It wasn't fun. It was boring. What am I talking about? It was boring. That's a lie. It was boring. At the end of the meeting, the other person, I'll say this, so there's like a very senior executive, and then this guy and I co-lead a thing, we'll say this, and then there were some kind of underlings. And we had 30 minutes scheduled, and we were supposed to go over this like survey that was taken for the thing, and we're like going over the numbers and doing all that. Well, the updates, just the updates part of the meeting took 23 minutes, and I'm like, oh dear, here we go. Maybe it was 25 minutes, so we have literally less than 5 minutes to talk about like really a very, you know, statistically significant survey and how it impacts the work that we're going to be doing for the next fiscal year. And the half of you are like, fuck this, turn off the audio. And the other, actually, that's probably generous, 10% of you are still here. But anyways, we're like 3 minutes left in the meeting, and my co-person, definitely a man, he's lovely though. I really think he's just the greatest thing. he was trying to like speed through it, and I'm sitting here thinking, oh man, this other guy, we should not be speeding through this with this executive sponsor on the project. So I was like, hey, if it's all right, I'd love to be able to pause this and set up a separate time with the group, because I think we really want to dig deeply in this. Is everyone okay with that approach? And they're like, yeah. And then the other executive was like, yeah, Rue, I'm really glad that you brought that up, because you could just see in his eyes. I know he's a data person too, so like he and I are nerd out that way. But they're like, yeah, that's great. Let's just put it in. I just felt good, because it was like, I wanted to set up my pal for success. And he texted me afterwards. He's like, thanks for suggesting that. I just don't think he has as much experience as I do in these types of meetings, especially when you're doing a report out to someone. And so I feel good that I was able to not sit through a painful rush and really just really take my time. It's kind of like sex. You either want to do it well, or if you can't do it right now, pause and do it. Know that the deep dive needs to happen later. In this case, I suppose during sex you could just like have a quickie. There's no way to have a quickie with this report, so it's a bad analogy. Oh man. Okay, well, I'm gonna leave the office in a bit, and I'm gonna upload this to the internet, and hopefully fuck all you guys with my voice. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening.